the students filling those boxes. Just, you know, I always talk with students and tell them how we look for ways to give our lives away. And that's such a beautiful response to that, a beautiful just video of what God's doing when we give our lives away. It's just so good. It's so awesome. So guys, hey, I'm Pastor Donnie. If you weren't, didn't click on early enough, you didn't see me a minute ago, but I am the next gen pastor here. And I get the opportunity to just speak for a few minutes this morning and just share God's heart and what God put on my heart for us today. You know, when I was given the opportunity to preach, you know, it was before we knew that we weren't going to be live, you know. I guess that's not true. I learned about it, and then like, hey, we're going to be online today. So he's like, okay, God, where are we going? What do we need to hear? You know, and with all the pause, the freeze, lockdown, whatever you want to call it, and just everything that's going on in our country and in the world, in our state, I have not had a single conversation with anybody since March, honestly, that said, you know what? I've got this completely under control. Yeah. I am 100% ready for anything that comes at me this year. I have not had that conversation with a single person. I have not looked myself in the mirror and said that to myself, you know? And so as we enter into these few weeks of being in this pause, in this atmosphere, I was asking God, what do we need? What can I possibly say, Lord, to encourage, to build you up and to give you strength in any way? And I quickly came to the realization that I have nothing. I have nothing I can give you. But the Holy Spirit does. So what I want to do today is just take an opportunity for the next few minutes to come around God's word with you where you are at and just maybe refocus, maybe just take another look at who the Holy Spirit is within us. Because the Holy Spirit, believer, is within you. The room you're in right now, you are not alone. You may feel so alone, but the truth is, the Holy Spirit is with us. Right. He is with us. Right. He is with you. You know, and as I was preparing this, it's funny, I'm in my office, and if you know me, I can't handle like it being quiet. I need something going on in the background, otherwise I just lose focus, you know, and so I had the news on. I don't know why I did that, but I did. And there's this, you know, someone's talking about this and that, and you know, and what do we do here? And just the thought of all the pressure and the weight on us became this real reality to me. You know, it reminded me of a couple weeks ago, I had this cool opportunity in my driveway. I came home, I dropped Caleb off from school, and I was getting lunch, but I had a busy day, and I had to just drop everything and go. I usually can hang out for a bit and get the kids set up with lunch and help Jennifer and all that. You know, but I had to run out. I said, here's lunch, I gotta go. And as I did that, God showed up in my driveway. Okay, it wasn't literally God, like, oh, I'm like, oh, it was, but the Holy Spirit had an opportunity. Guys, everywhere we look, God is giving us opportunities to show people God's love. And I had this crazy thing happen. We had new neighbors, and we've just done the, hey, friend, how's it going? They drive off. You know, we've all done that, right? Like, you know, and in that moment, as I walk out, he was walking back to his house, and we stopped. We looked at each other, and we took that moment, and we started talking, you know, doing the, oh, hey, I'm Donnie, oh, hey, you know, and just sharing, oh, yeah, I have 100 kids, how many do you got, you know, and we have 5, but in our house, it can feel like 100. I love you guys. I'm praying for you right now, Jennifer. You know, and we're just doing, you know, the generalities. We're just talking, you know, we're just letting, you know, that friendship start and get to know each other, that kind of thing. And okay, well, hey, have a good day. And he stops and looks at me and he goes, the world needs hope. The world needs faith. And it was, I'm like, well, isn't that my job to tell you that? Like, he didn't know my position. He didn't know what I do. He didn't know my walk of faith, you know, or my relationship with Jesus. He's like, hey, here's the neighbor, you know? And it stopped me. You guys, Jesus is giving us opportunities like that. And I was able to talk with him and pray with him and encourage him and pray for God's favor over him and his family right there in our driveway. I'm not telling you that story to look at me like, ooh, I'm super holy. I was way distracted. I had 100 things on my list. And the last thing I needed to do was to get stopped by the new guy in the neighborhood and talk, have small talk. But God pushed through that. And in obedience, I was able to just have the right words to say. You know, there is a sense of power when the Holy Spirit gives you the words to say. And he does. There's a sense of power when, you know, I walked away from that conversation going, wow, wow, God, wow, that was amazing. It was just, it wasn't like this earth-shattering, like, moment. It was just a conversation, and it turned to faith. But there's a sense of power when the Holy Spirit gives us the right words to say. You know, the Holy Spirit, he will help you love the people who are hard to love. And when someone you know maybe comes alongside of you, and maybe they already have been where you're going, they come alongside of it, they come alongside of us, we gain a powerful perspective. And that perspective can change everything. Power, love, and perspective can be yours, can be ours. And it can come from the life in the Spirit. The blessing that comes from the life in the Spirit comes with kind of a qualifying condition, if you will. And we find that, you know, Jesus puts it this way in John 14, 15, and 17. It says, if you love me, obey my commands. And I will ask the Father who has given you another advocate. I love that word advocate. We're going to get there in a minute. Who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The word cannot receive him. The world cannot receive him because it is not looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives in you. And now he lives in you now and later will be in you. See, Jesus said this as his to his disciples as he prepared to be crucified and then resurrected. You know, this is part of his final teaching and promise to the disciples of what they should look for when he was no longer on earth. You know, later Jesus prepared the disciples after he resurrected and he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me," check this out, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. You know, the intention of giving the Holy Spirit to his disciples was so that his disciples would be sent to share the gospel message. It wasn't so they feel good. It wasn't that so that they can just have peace and confidence, which they got. But it was to share the gospel message of Jesus' life and salvation to the world. And I believe that this intention also reaches us when we obediently partner with the Holy Spirit as our advocate to reach those around us. Yeah. So, let me point out a few things just real quick in John 14. First thing is this, is that you don't work to receive the Holy Spirit. You welcome him. You know, but you welcome him through obedience, by saying yes, by being open and allowing God to move in and through you. You know, for years and years growing up, I thought that receiving the Holy Spirit was something I had to do. A switch in my faith I hadn't flipped yet. That's not the truth. And when I came to a point when I said, Lord, I just want more of you. Jesus, I just want more of you. I received that Holy Spirit and I just welcomed him in. And this morning, right where you're at, you can welcome the Holy Spirit deeper into your life. You know something else I love about these verses is that you receive an advocate, not an assistant in the Holy Spirit. An advocate boldly speaks truth and testifies about Jesus. And then an assistant is only there to take direction. How many times when we pray do we say, God, I need this. God, here's the problem. Fix this. God, I am in need of that. Or God, would you please take care of that person? Right? How many times do we say, God, would you just assist my life and make it a little easier? I am so guilty of that. Yeah. But listen, that's not what the Holy Spirit is there for. The Holy Spirit is an advocate who is speaking truth about who Jesus is. The Holy Spirit gives us power, and we'll get there in a second, to witness. So another thing just kind of I noticed in those few verses is that you have a divine reminder of important information. I don't know about you, but I forget so much stuff. I don't have my journal up here with me, but I always talk about journaling. It's a huge part of what we do in youth ministry and just in my own life. I forget so much more than I ever remember. But if I take a minute and I write it down, I can remember that. God, that's what you said. Oh, this is where you were faithful. But maybe you don't have that journal in the moment. The Holy Spirit gives you a divine reminder of important information. See, John 14:26, it's Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will teach you everything and will remind you everything I have told you. Listen, this morning, if you have friendships that you have people, let me just put it this way. You have friendships and you have people around you who are hurting, who need to know what you know. And the fear of not knowing what to say in the moment is stopping you from saying what God is putting on your heart. Can I tell you that God will give you every word you have to say? You have, through a life lived by the Spirit, a divine reminder of important information. You have everything. Jesus says, I will teach you everything, and will remind you everything. Again, it comes back to obedience. How can the Holy Spirit speak to our life in the moment when we need it the most if we're not in the Word? Yeah. I would love to say that during this lockdown and pandemic and everything, I have been a rock star, amazing believer in the Word, diving into it, and just pulling every little thing out of it and had complete just trust and faith in him alone through all of this. But I haven't. And my guess is probably some of you haven't either. So this morning, if you haven't been getting those reminders from the Holy Spirit about his truth, get into the Word again. Take that. Take these next few weeks, this pause. Dive into Scripture. You know what else I love about these verses is that the Holy Spirit, living a Spirit-filled life, allowing the Spirit to direct and guide your life, you have a godly conviction in regard to sin. You know, Jesus said in John 16:8, it says that the Holy Spirit would convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. So, this morning, if there are things you are doing that you know you need to stop, would you allow the Holy Spirit to just convict you so that, again, we can point to Jesus? You know, the Holy Spirit, working as our advocate, gives us love, gives us power, gives us love, and gives us perspective. Power, love, and perspective. I'm going to take a few minutes just to break down those three things. And it's really cool because, well, it's not really cool, but it's convenient for me. Kids' church is not happening right now, so I can take as long as I want. No. I think we just lost like 50 people. No. So, power. The Holy Spirit Working as our advocate gives us power. Now, I don't know if growing up in the 80s, when I heard the word power, I heard this. I saw Super Mario Brothers, and all of the power-ups that I would receive when you get the mushroom, or the star, or the special turtles, the hidden coins, all those things. You got power up, and you were able to do more things in that game, and beat the game, and then when you goofed up and you hit something, or one of the things came up and ate you, and you shrunk down, and you're like, oh, I got to start all over again. Can I tell you this morning that God wants to give you power so you don't have to start over again? You can start from where you're at. But that is such a huge thing. You know, guys, listen, our church, this generation, we need a serious power up.
Yeah, come on.
And it starts with you. It starts with us. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to live in and through our lives in power. We need to be able to take the circumstances in our life and bring the power of the Holy Spirit to them. Not allow the circumstances of our life to affect our relationship with Jesus. That's not how a walk of faith works. We take the power of the Holy Spirit. We take God's life and put it to our circumstances. You know, anxiety and depression have taken our culture by storm. And I want to pause here for a minute. Those are two real things. And there is so many great avenues and resources out there for you if you are dealing with anxiety, if you are dealing with depression. It is real. I've had, this week alone, 3 hard conversations with students about anxiety and depression. Pastor Arnie, I can't do this again. And everything within me is like, believe me, I can't either. But the Holy Spirit gives us power to meet our circumstances. The Holy Spirit can empower you and help you make your way through difficult situations.
Yeah.
They don't just disappear. This virus, although I wish it would, just poof, it's not leaving. The situation in our states, in our state, in our country, in our world, all of that, just life in general, they're difficult situations. And the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the power to go through those things. You know, Psalm 27:1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble?" You know, life in the Spirit is life with one serious power up. So let's take a second and just look at maybe a couple of these power ups. You know, power. We have power to fight the enemy. And I put Satan in parentheses there. By resisting temptation. Now hold up. I want to. Our enemy is not our neighbor.
Yeah.
Our enemy is not sitting across awkwardly right now in the living room hoping you don't make eye contact with them. That is not our enemy. Our enemy is not someone who thinks differently than we do about certain issues.
Right.
Our enemy is Satan. Who wants to kill and steal and destroy your life and all of the relationships in it.
That's right.
Power to fight the enemy is ours.
Right.
And we get to resist temptation. I said get to. We get to resist temptation. See, I always talk with students like, you know, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And that's so true. But did you realize that we get to fight in this battle? We get to resist temptation. It's actually something that as believers, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we get to resist it. So this morning, maybe you have not been resisting temptation. Maybe this morning you have been taking every road other than resisting temptation. Can I tell you that today you get to resist temptation in your life so that God will receive the glory and the honor and the power and that your neighbors and your friends or the people sitting next to you in your living room or wherever, they will see there is something different in you, and it is the power of the Holy Spirit. We live through the Spirit's power, and He gives us everything we need to fight the enemy.
Amen. Amen.
I got a lot more. I got to go. So maybe we, how about this? We receive a Spirit-filled life, and when our life is in the Spirit, we receive power to find hope and confidence in the midst of uncertainty. I don't know about you. Listen, Spirit, it's uncertain. We all know we don't know what's coming next. You know, I was able, Blake and Donna and Melissa and I, we took a bus of students up to kids' convention. And I'm like, this is so good. We get to go to kids' convention and we get to let kids safely have fun and worship Jesus and be around others. And our network did such an amazing job making this safe, fun environment for our kids. And I was like, finally a win, right? And we blow a tire on the side of the road. I'm like, I look at my phone. Guess what day it was? Friday, the 13th in 2020. How many memes did you see? I should have known. Stay in bed. But listen, can I just brag? Our students and our leaders did an amazing. We hung out in a church bus for 2 hours on the side of the road in a driving rainstorm, and we had a great time. And then the kids got to go to kids' convention, and it was an amazing time. But through that, we had hope. I knew that God saw this. God knew it was going to happen. God's seeing what's happening in your life. God knows what's going to happen next. And a life in the Spirit means that we have power to find hope and confidence in the midst of all this uncertainty. Everything that's going on, this world needs us to live with hope and confidence. And the only way we can do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit within us. You know, something else, the power of living a life in the Spirit gives me power to overcome fear. I don't know about you, but fear has been rampant this year around all of us. Fear has definitely leaped into my heart several times. You know, I'll be looking on my phone or, you know, on whatever, and I'll see another thing on Instagram or whatever. I literally will just go without thinking about it. I go, oh. And Jennifer will go, what now? I'm like, well, the Trailblazers, they signed I wish they would have gone with a 4 instead of a 3, but we got a good draft pick. So, good. I was afraid it was going to be something worse. And I'm like, yeah, don't we all? The power to overcome fear does not come within ourselves. That we can be tough and we can put our nose to the grindstone and we can gut things out. That's not the life God has intended for us. Life in the Spirit gives us power to overcome fear. This morning, you're hearing this and you are in your living room, you're in your bedroom or wherever you're at, and this morning there is fear that is trying to grip your heart. Can I tell you that today the Holy Spirit wants to empower you to overcome that fear, yeah. To lay your fear down right where you're at right now and say, instead of fear, God, I just ask for your Spirit to fill me. God, advocate for me right now and fill me with your power to overcome this fear in my life. Power, we have power to know truth in a world of lies and half-truths. You know, the Holy Spirit is providing power. You know, the power of the Holy Spirit is unlike the world's view of power. You can see the difference when you're looking at the things I just listed above. The power of the world is temporary and it is often selfish. But however, the power of the Holy Spirit, it supernaturally gives us exactly what we need to succeed in our spiritual life. Yeah. And when we are weak, if we simply rely on Him and not ourselves, doesn't matter what the lies of this world are telling us. Doesn't matter if we can believe this person or this website or that website. The power of the Holy Spirit reveals all truth. You know, Luke 24:49, it says, "And now I will send the Holy Spirit, and just as my Father promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with the power from heaven." And another verse I love, I didn't put this on here, but it's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I tell this to students all the time. If it was Tuesday night, they probably quote it to you before I could even get it out. Acts 1:8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you'll be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." This morning, if you need power, ask Jesus to fill you with his Spirit, to fill you with the Holy Spirit. You receive power. It's not just power-ups like it is in Mario, where you get a little stronger to make it to the next thing. It gives you power to win. It gives you power to witness, power to say the right thing at the right time, because the Holy Spirit is speaking through you. All right, that's it. That's a lot of power. Okay. So a Spirit-filled life gives you love. So here's a question. All right, what you can put this in the chat. I was like really excited. Like I'm gonna really engage, make sure y'all are in the chat. And like that's the first time I said that. So please chat up. Here's a question, okay? And you throw your answer into the chat. What is the opposite of love? All right, think about that for a second. Just put that in the chat. What is the opposite of love? Did you say hate? You know, actually, Scripture tells us that it's fear. Fear is the opposite of love, not hate. You know, in fact, the Apostle Paul, he equates love with power and self-discipline. You know, 2 Timothy 1:7, it says like this, says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power and of love and of self-discipline." You know, unfortunately, our culture has distorted the true meaning of love. You know, there are many movies and popular, you know, music artists and intimacy. Love, check this out, looks for opportunities to give. Fear is self-protecting. Love causes us to move toward other people. Fear causes us to withdraw. Love is a sign of trust. Fear is a sign of doubt. And I'm not saying this morning, if you are full of doubt, that you don't have faith. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the Holy Spirit wants to empower you with love to cast out all fear in your life, to put doubt to the side and to pick up what God has intended for you during this season of your life. Love is amazing. You know, 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, we all kind of know that, right? If you grew up in the church, it's the love verses. You know, it spells it out for us Christians what real love is. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. I'm going to stop on that one for myself. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never fails. It never gives up. It never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Not through the easy things. Love endures through every circumstance. So what I want to do is I want to maybe give us just a couple, I don't know, a good word. Like a strategy is a good word. Here's a good strategy for maybe loving others well right now. What if we accept others for who they are and not for who we want them to be? That's love. What if we be patient with people's progress? In Philippians 1:6 tells us that God will be faithful to complete his good work in Christians. Let's Let's be patient with people's progress. You know, Romans 12, 15, it says, tells us that to connect with others when they are hurting, to rejoice with those who rejoice and to mourn with those who mourn. Maybe you have a friend who's just really going through this pandemic and it's just every day is just a struggle and you're like, again. Mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice. You know, maybe another good strategy for loving others well during this time is just to desire what is best for others. You know, it's not about what we can get, but what we can give. And I think we as a church have done a really good job, especially with Samaritan's Purse, with Operation Christmas Child, like giving. You know, I saw a quote I talked about on Tuesday that you don't really love until you give something to somebody who can never repay you. You know, only the Holy Spirit can give you the ability to love that way. It's literally not within me to do that. I need to take care of me and mine and love them and be friendly to you. Like, but the Holy Spirit gives us that love. What about this? Here's another good strategy. this is hard. Maybe erase all offenses and let go of the bad things people have done to you. I can tell you the Holy Spirit is the only one who's able to do that in me. You know, Clara Barton, she was a founder of the Red Cross, and she was asked on an occasion if she still speaks to a particular person who had been very vicious and had done something that was really awful against her a few years before. And she acted as if she had never heard of the incident. And the person said, don't you remember it? And she said, no, I distinctly remember forgetting it. The Holy Spirit helps you do that. The Holy Spirit is the one. Living your life led by the Spirit helps you erase all of your offenses. To this morning, maybe you have said things you wish you could take back. Maybe people have said things to you during this season that you wish they never would have said. You know, forgiveness really frees you. So ask the Holy Spirit this morning to distinctly help you to forget and just love. All right, my last thought on this. The Holy Spirit gives us perspective. You know, the Holy Spirit gives us proper perspective because his job is to magnify Jesus. You know, perspective shapes how we see things. You know, in many ways, it influences our actions, it shapes our thinking, and ultimately, it impacts our lives. You know, Isaiah 55, it says, my thoughts are not like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And to me, that really gives me peace. Perspective means how we see things, who God is, how he thinks. How he sees things is supernaturally beyond our small human understanding. And the Holy Spirit reveals God's perspective to us in many ways so we can have a better understanding of who he is and what he is doing. Perspective really brings freedom. You know, have you ever found yourself asking the question, where is God? And the more you ask it, the worse you felt. God, where are you? God, where are you in this pandemic? God, where are you when my children are crying on the couch because they miss their friends? God, where are you when I have to tell my kids again, like, their soccer practice isn't, the season had to end early? Or God, where are you when I can't find a job? God, where are you? And the more we ask that question, the more desperate we become, and the more we just want to give up. Listen, wherever you're at right now, the Holy Spirit will remind you. He wants to remind you of the truth of God's word when you need it the most. So when you cry out to God, God, where are you? Be obedient. Be obedient. If you can't answer that question, find him in his word. Find him in prayer. Find him in a friend who is where you want to be in your relationship with God. Reach out and be real. I have had so many more real, raw conversations with students and adults alike during the last 2 months than I've ever had in 20 years of ministry. Because I think people are asking the same question, God, where are you? Here's some perspective. When you are lonely, the Holy Spirit will remind you that God is with you. Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. This morning, maybe you're alone in your living room, and the walls feel like they're closing in around you. You're lonely. Maybe you're in a room full of people and you're just lonely. God says, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. When you're feeling insecure, the Holy Spirit reminds you that God is your confidence. When everything around you is shaking and falling down, the Holy Spirit reminds you that God is your confidence, not your circumstances. God transcends all of your circumstances, all of the things, the questions you have. God is there, and he is not insecure. He is there. He is our advocate. The Holy Spirit is your advocate, reminding you that God is there. And when you're feeling uncertain, like most everyone on this planet at this moment, the Holy Spirit reminds you that he is your counselor. So today, would you cry out to Jesus? Would you cry out, God? Would you fill me with your Holy Spirit right now? Just do that. Begin to do that. Would you say, God, would you fill me with your Spirit? Holy Spirit, remind me that you are my counselor, that no matter what the circumstances are around me, God, you counsel me. God, you guide me. God, you comfort me. You are all I need. Jesus is all you need. Before I finish this morning, if you're watching online, maybe you found this, maybe a friend of yours sent it out on Facebook or whatever, you found a live stream on YouTube. However, the Holy Spirit led you into this conversation. I want to continue it right now with you. And you need hope. You need peace. You need joy. You need help in your circumstances. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the satisfaction of your soul. So before we take another step forward, would you just pray out with me? Say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I believe that you're God's son and you died on the cross for my sins. And I believe that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you raised Jesus back to life. And Jesus, you are alive. Come and be my Lord. Come into my life. And Holy Spirit, fill me, so I can have power and love and a perspective that I have never known before. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives right now, because he is the only one who can get us through this. We have him to help us. We have him to help us in a couple really specific ways. And in conclusion, I want to encourage you with this, God, the Holy Spirit energizes us with power when we feel we have no strength left. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Not, it doesn't say when you've done enough things to feel like you can come to him with your trouble. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. You just come to him. There's nothing you need to do to make yourself ready or right. Just come. Another thing is that when we allow, we welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives, we do that to fill us with love in a world when the world is filling us with fear. The Holy Spirit right now wants to fill you with love when this world is filling you with fear. And lastly, to enlighten us with a proper perspective to grasp at life. Not just to hang on, but to grasp at it, to live. Isaiah 41:10 says that, it says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. It literally has nothing to do with you or your circumstances. It is all God's job. I tell students all the time that we are responsible for the attempt and God is responsible for the results. So this morning, would you just again attempt to give over all these things in your life, the fear that grips you, all the stuff that's going on that discourages you and zaps your strength, and say, Jesus, would you take me by your victorious right hand and lead me today? That is what he wants for you. That is his purpose for today, to live in victory through the power of the Holy Spirit that gives us love, that gives us power, gives us perspective. You guys, God is so good. And I hope in the chat you're communicating that. If you need prayer this week, please reach out to us, call the office, leave it in the chat that you're in, whatever it is. The Holy Spirit is with us. And with that, I want to leave, not on a note of complete desperation or just kind of, maybe that this was a gut punch for you this morning, maybe a reality check, which is always good from God, but can hurt sometimes. I want to leave you with victory. I want to leave you with your head up, okay? So, wherever you're at, I don't care if you're laying in bed. If you're laying in bed, stand up on your bed. You can jump around. Like, I do all the time with my kids. Actually, we throw each other on the couch. Different story. All right, got to keep going. So, this morning, would you stand to your feet? Would you raise your hand? And with everybody looking around all over internet or Facebook or YouTube or whatever, would you just receive this blessing as we finish service today? God, you see your people right where they are at in the room that they are in, God, then you love them. God, you are amazing in our lives, God, and we trust in you, Jesus. So this morning, God, we say, God, we are not afraid. God, you are our courage. God, we are not discouraged. God, you are everything we need this morning. You are my strength, Jesus. You are our help, God. And you hold us up with your victorious right hand. Church, we love you, and we are here for you, and we're together through all of this. God is good. Thank you. Thank you for checking in. I'm really bad at ending a service. So. We love you. God bless. Thanks.
Thank you, Pastor Donnie. There was one final announcement I failed to make. So as we go, church, I just want to give you a brief update on Pastor Todd. Pastor Todd had his second hip replaced, and he is fully repaired now. So he's put back together, and we are rejoicing with him. He's at home recovering right now, but he is eager to be back with us soon. But there were no complications. Everything went well. He sends his love and looks forward to being back with us very soon. God bless you, New Life Church. Have a wonderful week. Let's go and be salt and light this week.